Well, hey everybody, welcome. Welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And, all my audacity's all popped up. Hopefully we are still recording. Okay, we are recording. Anyway, it's a late broadcast. Sorry about that. I've been busy doing a bunch of things and I'm running a shop, running a basically a one-man gang kind of thing. Anyway, I wanted to talk. I want to start the program off with a term that we've all heard. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. I was talking to a buddy of mine out on the West Coast, and he reminded me, because we're from the same era of time. And it reminded me of an old show by a guy named Flip Wilson back in, I think, in the 70s. And, you know, the guy used to do some sitcom, and he would do some stuff. And he said, well, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. And this was sort of a prelude to what I'm talking about. They've always, through the media, have been propagating the program that they're initiating and the assault that they're doing to everybody. And I was watching a YouTube channel where a whistleblower who had been involved in the weaponization of mind control and frequency alterations and voice to God technology, and he made some comments on his video, which I found extremely disturbing, but I found it also answered a lot of questions as to the why certain people that come into your life seem to befriend you, seem to be there for you, then all of a sudden they have a way of turning on you and screwing you over. Or you meet people and they're just so superficial, it's not even funny, and all they're about is to again make contact and then proceed to disinform you, disenchant you, discourage you, put you through a form of dismay, and to program you. It's almost as if we are dealing with non-living entities that look like us, act like us, pretend to be us, but are not us. Sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? And you wonder, why do people do things? You hear people all the time killing people, all of a sudden mutilating people. You know, the whole pedophile thing, you know, that's going on, the whole sexual deviation, all the sexual bullshit that was thrown at us. How they've taken everything that could be on a higher moral ground, higher ethical ground, higher spiritual ground. I really hate using that word because of the lack of meaning it has today, but for lack of better term, we'll use the term. A more godly, I should say, maybe would be better instead of saying more spiritual, more godly in perspective. Because when we're talking in a godly perspective, we're talking the highest standard we could even ever hope to achieve. But instead of being in a godly standard, we have been brought down to a standard to a base standard, if you will. You know, it's not that we don't understand sex as part of our lives. It's not that that sex is dirty, because it isn't dirty. But it's how it's been weaponized and how it's been utilized in causing major, major destruction on people's lives. Not just sex, but just one angle in the assault. There's also money. Money is probably the bigger problem. And how money has been used, and how it's all been about making money. We're going to be making money. And it really comes down to a program. What it all boils down to? Your belief systems, your ideologies, your philosophies, your way of life, to what you perceive to be true, what you perceive to be loving, what you perceive to be in any way, shape, or form, whatever you are, however you think, it all boils down to programming. And some of you may disagree with me, and I will say you think about it, because it all boils down to programming. We don't know how to do anything until we're taught to do it. We see things being done, we learn by seeing, we learn by observation, we learn by instruction, we learn by programming. And we're constantly being programmed one way or another. Television programs you, the radio programs you, people talking that you talk with at work have a high influence on you, which is a form of programming. And we gear ourselves in regard to our environment, whatever that environment may be. You live in a big city, you gear yourself to a big city way of life or way of thinking, which means you're being programmed, or you're programming yourself to follow the way of that environment. And it goes on and on. Work in a factory, you have to have a factory mindset. You work in a trucking industry, you have to have a trucking mindset. If you work as a farmer, you have a farmer's mindset. And not everybody has the same perspective and way of thinking in regarding to whatever you're doing, because everybody is programmed to think or be or feel or live a certain way. But what if the devil made you do something? What if that term actually means more than what it really sounds like? Because we always laugh, oh, the devil made me do it. You stole the little candy. Oh, the devil made me do it. I'm eating stuff I shouldn't be eating. I'm tempted, with foods I'm not supposed to eat. Oh, the devil made me do it. What if the frequency that you're being assaulted with is actually programming you to violate or to fall into a temptation? What if there's a programming there that is actually infiltrating you, affecting your biochemistry, affecting your pheromones, affecting whatever, and all of a sudden you're falling in love with somebody that really isn't for you, but you feel completely overcome by this chemistry, and you fall into that whole dynamic of, I fell in love, blah blah blah. And you interact based on that. But what if that was all by design, all by influence or affluence, all by an assault on you in the way you think and how you feel? What if, on the same token, you are in a real good relationship and all of a sudden it does a 180 on you, complete 180, for whatever reason it may be? But what if that same assault to influence somebody to fall in love, what if the same frequency was being hit upon you to destroy or dismantle your relationship? Because there's nothing harder, nothing more devastating than to be in love with somebody and to have lost it completely, or to have somebody go completely awry for no reason. And whether you're the victim in that relationship or you're the person initiating the devastation, you may not understand why. As a matter of fact, you rack your brain. What did I do wrong? I tried this. I was trying to be my best here, try to love, try to do whatever, and it still fell apart. What if that was what was the plan? What if that was the program? What if that was meant to happen because somebody in a military industrial complex or in a research center or in a lab decided to experiment and exploit the general population with this technology so that they could see and understand how to weaponize this? Now, what if the same kind of weaponry was being utilized in order to initiate a response, an overreactive response, to initiate violence, to initiate war, to initiate aggression, to initiate agitation? Imagine that type of technology being beamed at a political leader of any country, where a country would be not normally known for its aggressive posture, in fact, known for it to be neutral all of a sudden becomes highly aggressive and highly volatile, to a point where war is almost the mantra of the day. What if this is happening today? I'm throwing this out there because I've been involved with, you know, some things that I never thought I would ever be involved with in regard to nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, frequencies. You know, I work alongside with Brian396 and other associates and colleagues and friends who have decided to take upon themselves to do the research. And this is all going in this direction. And when you begin to see and analyze how particle matter can get involved or inside of you on a cellular level, on a mental level, on a tissue level, in your blood, in your fluids, in your DNA, in your genetic code, and can be then assaulted with a frequency to alter your program, period. Alter your DNA, alter your genetic code, alter the way you think, alter your chromosomes, alter your way your body works, alter your body chemistry. Imagine being hit with a frequency that creates a high level of depression and anxiety. Imagine being hit with a frequency that causes terror and fear. Imagine being hit with a frequency that creates a horrific visual in your mind, something about as satanic as it can get. Imagine being constantly being hit with an assault with lust and temptations of all kinds, desires, greed, lust. What if you in your own mind are aware of the fact that you have all these capacities to be to act in those ways, but choose not to, but have to deal with a constant conflicting way of thinking or conflicting way of feeling or conflicting anxiousness or anxieties or depressions or fear, and you can't seem to understand why you cannot stop this, why you cannot overcome this? Because the devil made you do it. Or shall we say, the devices of the devil made you do it. I want you to think about that, what I'm saying here. This is really heavy and heavy duty. In order for a technology of such a nature to work, you would have to have other technologies embedded into your body so there would be some access point where these frequencies can attenuate and line themselves up with your DNA or your genetic code, and then begin to change and alter the way you feel, think, see things, understand things, whatever. Why have we had such a high level of genetic damage and explosions, even in the level of sexuality? I mean, look what has happened since 1960. This is the most obvious thing. Two things have become the most obvious changes in the last 40 years. Or almost 50 years. Two things. Sex and violence. 60s, we had a sexual revolution. Everybody was boinking everybody. You know, free love, you know, didn't matter who you were. Let's get together. Let's exchange DNA. Let's bump bellies, knock knees, and boom, whammo. We had all these babies being born out of wedlock, which didn't happen in the previous decade. At the same exact time, we had an explosion of violence as a result of the racial disparity that was going on. I'm now referring to North America. But violence was the tune of the land. Okay, all of a sudden we went and at the same time, and at the exact same time, now we're talking frequencies now, rock and roll made its scene. 1960s was the beginning of the pop music, and when the radio stations became more predominant, more abounding, antennas were being raised up, and all of a sudden we started having tinnitus as a result of those antennas. And everybody was blaming a disease that didn't exist on tinnitus. This is all tied to frequencies, all of it. And so when you're hearing the buzzing, the pitching, the high shrill noises, the constant going on in your head, that's a frequency. But during that time, we had a major, major explosion in both those regards, sex and violence. And at the same time, we were proceeding to go into a dynamic where we were breaking away from the more traditional and more ethical values that we had, and into this new realm of, you know, freedom of expression, opening your mind. This was a term of the 60s, huge. You got to open up your mind, man. You know, you got to have your mind ready and open. That was the key phrase, is to open yourself up to being accessed. That's when people tell me all the time they're into some high state of meditation. I always ask them, are you covering your head in a copper field? Or are you blocking any frequency that might be entering into you that doesn't belong there? Because when you open your mind, something can get in, and you don't know what. So, I'm not saying to be so shut down when you can't receive information, but you have to actually be careful, because in a meditative state, you're the most vulnerable and the most receptive for frequencies to come on in and access you, and then leave in you a program that may actually alter who you are, what you are, and lead you into places where you were never meant to go. In this YouTube, he actually mentioned as well that these frequencies could make you even feel that you've had some sort of spiritual awakening, some sort of experience, if you will. And I can see this. I can see that, how this all could happen. I don't know how many times we've heard people in the past talking about, you know, they whatever it is, in regarding some of the Eastern religions or even some of the Western religions. Religion is dead. Period. I don't care what religion it is. It's all dead. And all religion does is it kills people. It makes them more dead. For lack of a better term, it shuts them down spiritually. It actually denies God, denies the living God in every form or fashion. That's what religion does. It doesn't impact you in any way, shape, or form to make you more godly. But what it does offer are disciplines and concepts so that you will live according to a certain way, so that you can fit in a society that is following the same program. Because that's what religion technically is, a program. So when you're talking about walking by faith and not by sight, you're talking about walking in a way where you're walking outside of a program parameter. Because when you walk by faith, you are no longer following a religious ideology or concept. You're walking a completely different walk. You are thinking in a completely different term. You know, it's not about thou shalt not, it's about thou shalt and become. You know, you're becoming again more godly. Not spiritual. It's a difference. And when we can again attain that level of maturity, we'll then have reached it. But till then, spiritual, whatever you want to call yourself, philosophical, ideological, you know, whatever you want to entitle yourself, these are things that sound really educated and sound really affluential and sound like they're something. Oh yeah, I'm so spiritual. I had some tofu today and I'm spiritual. Ooh, that kind of nonsense. Okay, those are just terms that have very little meaning and very hollow. But we have made and put an emphasis on terms to make these things seem more important than what they really are. It's a kind of a mind boggle when you sit there and think about it, or a mind shutdown or mind neutralizer when you see some of the things that we hear, and they're designed to shut down your mind or shut you down so you don't think any further than at that point. Again, another program. Again, being instituted through a frequency. Again, that institution is going directly into you as a direct result of what and how you're accessed through these frequencies. It's unbelievable how much they have basically copied us, copied our templates, copied who we are, and started initiating a construct inside our own body so that these constructs can then replicate us on every level, so that we could then become more more utilized, more usable, easier to be used, easier to be accessed, easier to be transceiving whatever frequencies we need. Imagine you're in a group of people. You know, you go to a church, you go to a grocery store, you go to a club, you go to a bowling lane, you go to a mall, wherever you go, and you're in that mall. So now all of a sudden you're walking through that mall, and now a frequency is hitting you, which is allowing that frequency to transfer to other people within your proximity. Just about everybody has a cell phone today. If you don't have a cell phone, you're in that small minority. But now everybody has these phones which can be transmittable and does transmit frequencies and can go into your brain and hack your brain. That's why sometimes you see some unusual anomalies going on in the mall because of this frequency accessing. So it's really important that you understand that some of the things that have gone on in your life may have not been anything to do with you directly. May have had something to do with the way you were assaulted by a frequency. Think for a minute, just for 1 minute, how much technology is around you today, right now. Telephone, portable phones, cell phones, radios, TVs, appliances, automobiles, shopping malls, shopping markets, street lights with Li-Fi, your own lights inside your own house with the new lights that they got everybody to believe. And then when you think about all of that, the towers all around you, how many towers are within a 5-mile range of you? When you think about all that and you begin to understand, you're being beamed just about in every possible angle, every possible way. So when somebody calls me and says they're a targeted individual, I don't disbelieve them. You see, we're all targeted individuals today, except some have become more activated than others. So as a result, because you don't see this going on in your life, it's very hard for some of you to say, well, you know, I don't know if that's true or not, blah, blah, blah. It's like the chemtrails, right? I can tell you from, again, history, when we used to see planes way up in the higher altitudes, flying their planes, that you didn't see the trails that we're seeing today. There were no lines. They were just, it was water vapor, it was condensation. And the moment it had come out of the airplane, it had become crystallized and disappeared. So, like I said, we have a reference point, some of us, and where we can see what was and what is today, and we can see those who actually pay attention from as you're grown up. You can see how far the deception has gone, and how much is being deceived now today, and all the bullshit the television is talking about. We are going to see a rapid acceleration of global events like we have never seen before, because at this point in time, more and more people have become aware of what is happening today. And so now the rate and speed of the deception and the covering up the truth is going to hyper accelerate. We are going to see wars break out for no reason other than to create a distraction so that the governments, the existing governments today, can continue playing the sleight of hand. Oh, Assyria is a terrorist organization. We got to go in there. We got to kill all those Assyrians. They're destroying the people. The government is such a despotic government. Oh, we got to do something about it. We got to do something. We just got to do something. Oh, wait, there's Iran. Iran. Oh, Iran's not part of the IMF. We got to go and assault Iran. We got to break them down. We got to make them broke. We have to go. This is the how it's presented, this panicked anxiety. Oh, we got to do something. It's up to us. It's up to us. It's not up to us. Okay, it isn't up to us. It is up to us to stand true to the truth. It is up to us not to allow a frequency to assault your mind and to change you and make you this willing subject to be able to lay down your life for your country. It's one thing to defend your country, to defend it from invasion. Everybody would acknowledge that this is a normal concept. But to go into other countries in the name of some kind of do-good bullshit because there's a hidden agenda to either destroy a country's economy, to turn them into a welfare state, so now they have to depend upon the IMF, which will keep the country in a state of poverty. Go talk to the Caribbean countries that, and the South American countries and the African countries that are under the IMF. They'll tell you they are broke and they can't recover. Look at Europe. England, the United Kingdom has left Europe and formed their own Brexit because they saw that this was just a black hole sucking the economic life out of every country that was involved with it. So when you're seeing this kind of stuff, this is where, you know, connecting the dots and thinking about why we are going to a war. And okay, Iran and Israel have this, they got this hard on for each other, and maybe that's an appropriate word, but that's the way I see it. They just have this animosity toward each other. The unfortunate reality is it's in part of the world where it is one of the most highly tense parts of the planet. You got Russia, China, and India in that realm, and you got a skirmish going on now with the Ukraine, and you got issues going on in Hong Kong with China, and now Iran and Assyria. It's like it's almost as this was all planned. It was almost designed as if to create the crisis in the Soviet Union or Russia, to create the crisis in China, so that now we have another crisis forming out of the blue to create this diversion to be able to have this war. The Commonwealth needs to stop following Israel or any other country that wants to wage a war as a result of some despotic blah 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 going on. And if two countries want to have a war with each other, then perhaps they should have their war. Then when the dust settles and the dust clears, maybe they'll have had their fill of war and decide maybe negotiation and trade would be a better solution than trying to take each other out of the equation. Maybe that might work. Maybe that might be better. And maybe the supporting mechanisms for those countries stop at the same time. This way, it will force them to reconsider if going to war is worth it. But see, the only reason why we even go to war is because the countries that are going to war need to create a diversion in their countries because, let's face it, the global reality is the planet is broke. Doesn't matter what country it is, United States, China, whatever, the planet is broke. And the jobs are not there, and the jobs are becoming less and less and less if you haven't been paying attention, because automation and machinations are taking over all the jobs. And unless you are part of a system that is, again, dwelling and dealing in regarding to artificial intelligence technologies, you are not going to be employed in the story. So when we're looking at mind control games, frequencies, diversion tactics, okay, pay attention. The life that may get lost, maybe the children and the sons and daughters you brought into this planet. And if you're going to fight for your country, then maybe the military that you're fighting for, with, should be in your country, not somewhere else. And again, that's a program. That's a G.I. Joe program. Okay, and some of the soldiers might get a little ticked off at that, but it's not about putting you down in your beliefs. But if you're going to defend your country, wouldn't it make sense to be in your country when you're doing it? Just my thinking, maybe I'm wrong. There's an argument, we'll keep the wars away from our country. Well, look at our country. Look at North America, look at Canada, look at the United States. There's an internal war going on right now. It's not done with bullets or bombs. It's being done through economics, through frequency control, keeping people just so bloody stupid, it's just mind-boggling. Keeping them entertained with toys, so that the more they play with the toys, the more the toys can program them. This is what's going on here. And I think as a whole, toys need to be removed. Get people's brains back, get people to think critically again. And this way, the leaders that get elected into the country aren't not some sort of byproduct of a corporation or a lobbying group. You know, maybe that's how it's going to be done again. I don't know, and I don't know how it's going to, what it's going to take to get us back to that. But we can't continue going on the way we're going. Can't continue being poisoned with nanotechnology. Nanotechnology has been released in the environment, and it's been released for at least 20 years, and we have no idea at this point how much that technology has assimilated into the environment and caused a genetic alterations. We do know we have a lot of nanotechnology up in the atmosphere, which is causing major, major chemical changes to our environment. And in the whole scheme of things on this, we are not built for that environment. And again, nobody is considering that reality. Nobody's considering that reality. We're talking about genetics a while back. How the bots in your body can create an alteration in your genetic code. Assyria, talking about Assyria with the war, has proclaimed that the United States has genetically modified super soldiers were deployed in their country, but they said they have taken care of the problem. When I hear stuff like that, I wonder if that's a code. I actually wonder if that's an encoded message to the hierarchy that they have gotten rid of their problem for them. Because what do you do with super soldiers once you made them super? And notice the term super soldier. Another term for it would be SS. Does that sound familiar? Okay, the Secret Service or the SS that the Germans had. Maybe they were super soldiers of the day. But here we are talking about modifications of men and women to be able to become better soldiers. They're talking also about using exoskeletons with these soldiers who have maybe become more enhanced. This is what I mean. We're fighting wars, turning men into quasi-machines, if you will. And then adding nanobots to them so that they would become more one with the equipment that they're hooking up to them. It's unbelievable what we're dealing with. You know, completely unbelievable. They're talking about futuristic pathologies again hitting the planet. Like, you can't plan for this unless you're part of doing this. We're gonna have these things come up in the near future and blah blah blah. We gotta be ready for it. The thinking in regarding to all the things that we're, you know, having to deal with, you know, with genetics, nano, being violated by technology, all being altered all the time. Again, the awareness has to get caught up quicker than it's going, because at the rate it's going, there won't be anything of the planet. It will be completely mutated. And then with any kind of pathology that they're trying to plan to bring into fruition and existence, again, this will all be done by design. And then when you get hit with it, they won't be able to do anything but treat you. Treating you is another word for keeping you under control, keeping you in a state of submission, keeping you in a state of compromise. That's what it means to be treated. To be cleared up, rectified, healed, that's a whole different ballgame. See, that's the part of it that you, when you look at it, there's the ideology of being treated, and then there's the godly aspect of being cured. Two totally entire different things. One keeps you in a sustained oppression and control and depression. The other one sets you free. You are now free to continue doing whatever. It's important that you start understanding the correlation. The medical field does not cure, doesn't fix, it just treats. Fixing, curing would mean that you no longer have the problems that you're dealing with. And when you're talking treating, that means all you're doing is treating the symptom. In other words, you're feeding the symptom and keeping the host barely alive. Okay, so our thinking in regard to what we have been told is reality. We have to disregard that those things. It takes time to reverse what's going on. Getting back to the voice of the head, there'll be somebody who's going to ask me a question. Well, how would I know if they're my thoughts? How would I know this is me thinking and not somebody putting a suggestion in my head? You got to know who you are. You got to know what you are. You got to know what you believe. You got to know if what you believe has any substantiation. You got to know what how you think. Okay, when you have thoughts in your head, let's say you're a heterosexual, because this is the easiest way of putting it. Let's say you're heterosexual and you're just one person, man or woman, that you know, enjoy being with the opposite gender, opposite sex. And all of a sudden you're starting getting weird sexually perverted thoughts, whatever they may be, you know, animal sex, bisexual sex, homosexual sex, transgender sex, pedophile sex, whatever it may be. And that is not the way you think, and that is not a normal thing. In fact, those thoughts actually disgust you. Then you know that's not you. Let's say you're in a store and you're going shopping, and all of a sudden you start thinking in terms of what you can get away with, how you can, you know, maybe you can steal this, or maybe what, or maybe you might want to be, you know, aggressive with another customer in the store. And that's not normally how you think or how you feel. Then you know you're being pulsed. Let's say you're in your sleep and you're sleeping and you're dreaming, and you start dreaming weird dreams. Okay, you can't sometimes control that because you're in a state of sleep. When you wake up and you remember those weird dreams, whatever they may be, violent dreams, perverted dreams, anxiety dreams, end of the world type dreams, whatever they may be, know that those dreams may have been pumped into your head via through frequencies. Those are not your thoughts. Don't allow yourself to be worked up over this. Just recognize what are your thoughts and hold true to that. Because if you don't hold true to how you think and know how you think, then when you are being hit with these frequencies, and when they are actually targeting you with these frequencies, you can then just differentiate the difference. I get hit all the time with all kinds of thoughts. You would not know what I get hit with in my head. And I recognize a lot of times what is going on. And as I stated before, sometimes you get thoughts, whatever. Let's say you get a thought that there might be some kind of spirit or some kind of a dark force in your wherever you are. And I'm not saying these things cannot exist. They do. But let's say that does happen, and then you start feeling afraid. That fear will feed that information to the originator of that frequency, and they'll continue to hit you with it. Now, in your mind, if you see this going on, and in your mind you say, these are not my thoughts, where did they come from? I said this before earlier in the past. And if you're thinking that something might be, you know, whatever mojo there is, my faith is in Jesus. I always tell people that I believe in Jesus, I believe in the living God. So if something comes along like that, I will go, I put it on him in the sense that, well, I'm a little bit different, I think. I always say that when I die and I come back with Christ, I will enact my vengeance. I will fulfill whatever is needs for me to fulfill to make sure that they're eliminated off the planet. And I come from that perspective, come from a perspective of power, not from intimidation. You know, taking control and telling them that whatever it is doesn't belong here. Okay, and that's also saying that in your head, you don't belong in my head, get out. It will not let go that easy, but just be persistent. Hold your ground. Stand firm. You'll start seeing yourself becoming more and more liberated as time goes on. You'll start seeing all of a sudden whatever fear was being pumped into your head starts to diminish. Giving thanks to God goes a long way. You have no idea in this fight. Just saying thank you. You know, that's all it takes. Just saying thank you. Giving thanks, we'll see a lot of this go, because these things have no power over you, especially if you have faith. Okay, if you surrender to this, then you've surrendered, and this opens another door for another assault of another wave of frequencies. Just by giving thanks to God, that's basically having faith that God is going to get you through it. God is going to help you, going to stop this, or God is going to show you how to stop this. That's what that says when you say, I always say thanks all the time. You know, I'm no fool. You know, I do understand that there are forces far more powerful than me that I do not understand. And I don't have the scope to see the depth of some of the stuff. I do know it's malevolent. I do know it's evil. But when I'm giving thanks to God, there's my faith right there, my beliefs that I'm going to get through it. God will help me get through it one way or another. I am not God, period. Okay, I am being developed to be God-like, but I'm not a God. Don't want to be. Don't want anybody bowing to me either. Okay, I'm just like everybody else. I'm evolving to be God-like by the reflection that I have through Christ. Christ showed us what it meant to be God-like. That's what we're supposed to be striving for. Not some legality, not some religion, not some bullshit. That's what we're supposed to be striving for. So when we are being hit and assaulted, the way we are being assaulted, give thanks. You might be surprised how liberating that's going to be, and how comforting that is as well. When we're dealing with this type of opponent, you have to understand they're cowards. They're nothing but frickin' cowards. Only a coward would assault somebody in the darkness. Only a coward would target people without them being aware. A true warrior or a true person of courage would come right out and challenge you. At least now you can fight, but these are a cowardly lot. And that's, again, you have to come from a point of power. Okay, not being subjected to a coward. These are cowards. You know, when I talk about Zionists, Zionists are not Hebrews and Zionists are not Israelites, but Zionists are a despotic group or despotic organization like the Illuminati and the Jesuits and the rest that hide in the darkness in Israel or behind Israel. So that if you say anything to them as Zionists, and all they'll cry foul. Oh, that's anti-Semitic. That's anti-Semitic. Not anti-Semitic. It's calling a spade a spade. See, I am Semitic, so I can speak. See, there are over 30 different countries in the world that are Semitic. Northern Africa, Southern Europe, the Middle East, and past the Middle East. That if you look it up on an atlas, you can see what a Semitic culture is. Okay? Has nothing to do with Israel necessarily, because a lot of the Semitic people came from the Phoenicians who had traveled across the planet. Point is, people, these are a cowardly lot as well. They hide. They hide among the sheep. They hide in the shadows, and at the same time, they cause the sheep that they're hiding with to be, they feed on that sheep as well. And they feed on the rest of us, and then they cry some kind of foul. Oh, you're anti... No, I'm not. Calling you what you are, a coward. That's what these people are. That's if they're even people. They might be entities. And these entities are cowards in the same sense. They're assaulting us for no reason, attacking us without provocation, other than the fact to create a destabilization in our minds and in our hearts so that they can take over. And that's where you have to make your stand. Who are you? What are you? You know, who do you reflect? Bible says we're made in God's image. Well, maybe we should be reflecting God then. That's my thinking. And again, that's not a religious tone. It has nothing to do with religion. Never did. Emulating our Creator, it's like a child. You know, you have a child, daughter or son, and they try to emulate you because they came from you. You know, you have a son. Sons will, you know, gravitate to their dads. Daughters gravitate to their moms. But, I mean, daughters gravitate to their fathers too, and sons gravitate to the moms as well. But either way, they are trying to emulate their parents. Shouldn't we be doing the same thing? Just my thinking. So, anyhow, my thoughts on all of this is this. Hold your ground. It ain't easy. It's not going to be easy, especially for a lot of you, because a lot of you are alone. A lot of you feel like you're alone because you got nobody you can talk to, and everybody you've talked to are complete morons and idiots because they're completely caught up in the program. Understand that they are too being hit with frequencies, and understand that they have become so compromised and so blinded by the program that's running that it's very hard for them to hear what you've got to say, because what you've got to say doesn't go along with their program. Okay? They don't hear it. You know, like the Bible says, he who has eyes to see, let them see. Who has ears to hear, let them hear. That's the point we got to come from. Just speak. Don't worry about conversion. And I've said this many a time before, they are not going to convert right away unless they're ready for that conversion. And you might be the person that might be telling them what they need to hear, and all of a sudden, kaboom. You know, they are now hunting, researching, and developing and growing. Going through their little bumps and blips in life. We all do. And like I said, don't get caught up on, oh, these guys are idiots. Everybody's an idiot. We were all idiots. Those of us who are awake now or one time were idiots. The difference is we attuned to the message and did our research and continued. And at the same time, we were assaulted by a cowardly lot that hides in the darkness. And as a result of that assault, they actually helped us come to the reality and the realization of what's going on today. And this is that's the oxymoron here. They created all this weaponry to intimidate us and to subject us with fear and anxiety, and some of us just wasn't buying into that. And even the ones that did get caught up in the fear and anxiety, What wound up happening was everybody then started doing research, looking for answers. They created this anomaly, which is really ironic when you sit there and think about it. They brought the problem onto themselves. If they had left us alone, none of this, they would not have the confrontation they have. But ironically, they created this problem. Ironically, it'll be their downfall. No matter how well thought, no matter how well planned, no matter how sophisticated their plans are going to be, it's doomed to fail. It won't succeed. It'll win some battles, but in the end, it'll lose. It's one of those things when you sit there and analyze it. It's like a snake swallowing its own tail. It's a perpetual circle, literally. We've been here before as a species. Not because we're through reincarnation, because I don't buy into that crap at all. But as a species, we have been there and done that. We've been here before. We've been in this position before. It's just now more and more people are becoming more awake to it, and a lot of people, once they become awake to what's going on, begin to examine and research other things in their lives that all of a sudden are not good either, but have been assumed to be for quite some time, because this is all you had, and this was the program. So the assault is real. The frequencies are real. We can be hit with frequencies, and frequencies can alter our perspectives and perceptions on every front. You might be surprised at, like I said, even the situation you're in, even some of you who are dating right now might be dating not because you are compatible or whatever, and you might have some compatibility. I mean, most people do on some level. But you might be there because you've been programmed to be there. And as strange as it sounds, you know, it's real. So when you look on the, because I'll post this on the website. It's called AI Mind Control with AI Computers, The Devil Made Me Do It. I wrote it that way so that you can look at this and understand that. Watch this video. I mean, it's an excellent done video. And when you see this, things are going to make sense to you. And things that have happened in the past, and you're like, even as you're growing up as a child, it's now going to make sense that perhaps while you were growing up, they were targeting us randomly with experimentation on what was going on. And some of us had lost things. Some of us had gone through things that we shouldn't maybe have gone through. And it was all a result of these frequencies. And you may not have been affected by the frequencies, but you may have been affected by the environment. In other words, if you made the group of people in your environment act a certain way, you would have had to become conducive to those actions in order to survive and fit in. Even though you may not have liked the idea of what you had to do, you were sort of forced into it, or the consequences could have been dear. This is how they manipulate it. And it's the same thing today. You have people under an influence of a frequency, and then they get together and form a more embedded program. And if it's not affecting you, you have to now figure a way to, again, exist or survive in that program, so you're forced to capitulate with the rest. It's the way it is. It's what it is, and it's how it is. And the more you see it, the more you're going to see how much you have been programmed. Television is a frequency. It was going through your eyes. Radio is a frequency. It was going through your ears. You know, you were seeing and you were hearing. You know, so like I said, like the biblical verse says, he was eyes to see, let them see. And it's exactly how they assaulted you through the television, because you got to see, and what you saw is what you followed. And he was ears to hear, let them hear. You heard all that music, you heard all those wild guitars and other instruments, and what happened is it got inside your ears, and whatever, sometimes, you know, back in the day, even today, you hear these songs and or whatever. some of the rappers can have a flow the way they use the words, but in the past you've heard the songs, you've heard the music play, but the song for some reason did not jive with the music. It seemed like they were out of sync, or they're not. It wasn't. The words that they were singing and the music they were playing didn't coordinate, so as a result it didn't seem right, but that too was a frequency. And a lot of the times it was the majority of the people you were around that got affected by it. And sometimes, and you may, and those who I'm talking about who are awake, you didn't. You just did not get sucked in. Point I'm getting to is, you know your thoughts. Understand that if you're acting in an irrational way and the behavior pattern is not normal, you're constantly being, I don't know, whatever it is you're being, you might have to ask yourself, am I being hit with a frequency? Have they targeted me again? Are they hitting me with whatever? Something to consider. In that information I'm going to put in there, there is, I think I got in here, something to do with the Chinese and how they are already, how they're working with artificial intelligence to prepare their population. It's coming here too. It will, it's already, if it hasn't started, it will be very soon when we'll start seeing this, and that is going to be a changer of everybody's civilization. There isn't going to be any kind of alteration or alternative. It's going to be what you see is what you get, and that's what's going to be the norm. If this isn't stopped, or if this isn't not regulated, but controlled better. It's the end as we know it. We are no longer going to see be able to think on our own. We are just going to be in a position of subjugation, like I said, either assimilation or annihilation. Okay, before I go on, I'm always mentioning all the people that are around, you know, www.minds.com/Brian396, Aaron Mack at the YouTube channel, gagcanada.ca, augmentedforce.com, the YouTubes I do as well, with Herbs Plus and Beadworks. These are places that you need to go and check out to see what's going on around you, so you can see how frequencies may be actually affecting your biology, how propaganda with the sky above is also affecting how you are and how you're living. We have to understand that we are dealing today in things that you need to have your eyes open to. You need to have your eyes and ears attenuated to, so that you can now conduct yourself accordingly. On my site, I have a catalog link as well. Feel free to access the catalog link. There are all kinds of things there. There are thumb drives, there are triangles, buckets. We did a video called Updated Modifications. Go check it up on YouTube. We have DVD books. We got all kinds of stuff. And on the site as well, the information that's there is all free. There's no charge. There's no licensing. Nothing. Just go and access and utilize. Alrighty. So again, check these places out. Check out all the people I mentioned. Check them out. If you can help them any way you can, please do so. Remember, don't ask what your activists can do for you. Ask what you can do for your activists. Just taking, borrowing a line from John F. Kennedy. Alrighty, I think we're there. I'm going to call it a day here with this. We will see you, hopefully, next week with another show. Hopefully we can get more informed, more informative, in regard to how these things are affecting us. And once we understand that, it's going to go a long way in your ease of comfort of mind, comfort of heart, comfort of soul, that if this is the assault, you can now take control of that assault. Design your homes and your rooms with Faraday cages, toroidal fields, grounding straps, static discharge devices, whether they're the a Jacob's ladder or a Tesla coil or some kind of device that can spark to, again, create an ionization effect in the air. And also the spark can cause a distortion because of the way it charges the air. These are things you need to start to look at to build and develop. And once you get them in place, you may find it's going to go a long way. All right, I'll leave you go with those thoughts. Go look at the sites, support these people. Till next week, to your health. Take care.